T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The New York Department of Education is trying to contact every public school student who was exposed to Ground Zero toxins after 9/11. That amounts to around 19,000 former students. On our newsline is one of those former students, Lila Nordstrom. Lila, you have been helping on this project. Why is this outreach to former students necessary?
Well, for one thing, former students are incredibly dispersed. So we are a cohort inside this program that has a difficult time getting access to information about the 9/11 health services. And because a lot of us were children at the time of the attacks, a lot of us really weren't in a position to be aware of some of the air controversies that were going on in and around our schools while we were attending. So we were sort of at risk of not having the means by which to find out about the information in the first place.
What is the goal here? What do you and the Department of Education hope to accomplish?
I think the goal is just to make sure that every student who was exposed to the World Trade Center attacks or the cleanup is aware that there are health services available to them. There are two health programs that they have access to. One is if you have a World Trade Center-linked illness, there's a treatment program where you can get treatment at no cost for that illness. And then the other is a compensation program that compensates for any physical ailments that resulted from the attacks.
This is a monumental task. You mentioned that former students, like yourself, are now adults dispersed all over the country. How is the Department of Education going about contacting 19,000 former students?
Well, so for this process, what they're just doing is sending a letter to the last known address of every student and hoping that many of their parents will still be there. And if not, that the information will be passed along to as many people as possible. Obviously, you know, I've been doing this outreach work now for the last 13 years. It's incredibly difficult to reach out to a lot of the former students from the area because so many of us, including myself, have left New York City. But this is sort of the first line of attack, which is to make sure that at least, you know, some notification has been sent to the last place that the Department of Ed knew to reach all of them.
Lila, I wonder if you or others who you know have actually suffered ill effects from being exposed to the air while going to school in Lower Manhattan after 9/11.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a number of chronic illnesses that are relatively common, things like respiratory illness, gastrointestinal illness, like acid reflux and things like that. Certainly mental health effects like PTSD are incredibly common, but we're also seeing an increasing number of cancers among our classmates. We actually just had a classmate earlier this year who passed away of a 9/11 linked cancer. I know about 5 people who have lymphomas. Some of the cancers that are earlier to appear have started to appear among our classmates, and we're expecting that as some of these latency periods come up, that we're going to see more, you know, as time goes on.
If a former student happens to hear this, how can they get involved and get in touch?
Well, so the first thing they should do is look up the World Trade Center Health Program, which is the federal health program that provides treatment for any sort of 9/11 related condition. And if they have questions about applying, if they have questions about how to get proof of attendance or proof of presence from Lower Manhattan, they can check out our website. It's just studentsof911.org.
Lila Nordstrom, thank you very much for talking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.